Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is Gunner Picks holding it down for Long Island Joe tonight. Long Island Joe will be on very shortly, but I understand that the Northeast of the NBA area had an exciting weekend of grudge racing, especially at ATCO with our small block PD's race. We got a few guys on the line that's going to come on and give us a race report. I don't know what happened to our Long Island Joe intro, but I did play it. Hold on for a second. Let me see if I can get Long Island Joe's intro to come on back through.
Welcome to Class War Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Races to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
All right, well, I'm back. This is Gunner Picks once again for those who are listening to this show, and I'm holding it down for Long Island Joe until he can come on. In the meantime, once again, to reiterate, I hear that the Northeast had an exciting day of grudge racing down at ATCO Dragway. I tell you what, we got a few people on the line, so if you guys want to go ahead and jump in, go ahead and press the one button so I know who you are, and I know that you want to talk. But I tell you what I did see. I did watch on Facebook a video of Long Island Joe whooping a Malibu. Actually, it was Phil that whooped a Malibu out there from the DMV. So everybody from the DMV, can you guys please throw your hands up, press the one button, and let me know why the DMV area cannot whoop New York. I mean, what is it? New York is coming down and kicking ass and taking names consistently. They did it last year. They did it this year. What's going on? I mean, Long Island Joe is like a one-man wrecking crew. So, you know, let me know what's going on. Let me know if the DMV area can stand up to New York, New Jersey, or that whole tri-state area. I just can't group them individually. They are a tri-state area. They're all together. So let me know what happened this weekend at ATCO, and let's see what's shaking. In the meantime, I want to let everybody know Larry T has a race coming up August. Let me pull it up real quick. I think it's in August. August 5th, August 2nd, something along those natures right there. So everybody go ahead and support Larry T. Larry T and Long Island Joe. You know, they do a good racing together, and you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed going out supporting the Larry T. Long Island Joe event. So once again, can somebody come on and give me a race report about what happened up at ATCO Raceway? I also see a video from... who was Leon? Leon Street Brawl. There's a grudge racing video I'm looking at. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, let's go into a few things and see what's going on. So if you can hold tight, let me open some of these lines and get down to the callers. Hold tight just a minute. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I'm back. I'm sorry for the delay. I'm going down the line. I see people are jumping in. But right now, I need a race report. I need for somebody to come on in and let me know exactly what happened. And let me know what happened in DMV area. I'm holding it down for Long Island Joe. I'm waiting for Kenny to come on the line and let me know what's shaking. Kenny needs to come on the line and let me know what's shaking. And we'll go ahead and jump into the show, waiting for Long Island Joe to come on. All right, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry for the delays, but for some reason I'm having trouble getting the guys on the phone who are actually at the events and the races this past weekend. I'm going to see if I can't reach out to PD Small Block, and let me see if I can hop on Long Island Joe in a second and see if I can get somebody to call in and give me a race report of exactly what went down. So hang on just a second, and we're going to go from here. Once again, I apologize for the delays, but somebody has to let me know what went on this weekend as I hold it down for Long Island Joe and await his turn to the show. So just a moment longer, please.
Hello.
right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Long Island Joe for a hot second, and here we have it. Long Island Joe, where you at?
All right, I'm just now headed back from the hospital. Everything's all right, but, you know, in a few minutes. But, well, we had a lot of racing this here week. I know Petey Smallbox will be getting on pretty soon and let us know all the details on who raced and who paid VPs and the whole nine yards. I could speak on some other guys I know that raced. That was a couple good races. JoJo did his thing out there. I mean, got to give him his props. He went out there and he was doing shakedown. He was shaking down people. I mean, he was knocking guys left and right out. Little Phil, he did his little thing. He went on out there and took the last race of the day and took down Carlton. James Brodus and them set that race up. Not me. They came asking for it, and Phil delivered. So, I mean, we all know what happened with a couple other races, a couple DPs. You got a little out of shape, swirling. He couldn't get down, so he had problems. So he had to pay the DP to Miller. Jason had a little couple problems. I guess he paid DP to Kevin Hunt. But we had a lot of the other races, and I really, Germ, matter of fact, was out there. Junkyard Germ and Jim Rome, man. Jim Rome gave Germ 1-1, and Young Stang drove Germ's car. Nice size pot. And Young Stang came through with the win. And from what I'm hearing, I heard Germ said he'll run heads up. So I think we're going to be looking forward to that race pretty soon. So it's a couple things out there right now. And like we know, July 12th, we're going to Fayetteville. A couple of us going out there. I got July 12th, me and the horseman. And the 13th, we're going to Red Springs. Also, on July 12th, though, New Jersey has this. And it's a barbecue and everything. And I got to say, got to support them. And I hate that we're able to put our dates together at the same time. But anybody that's not going down, please support them, definitely. I know with a lot of guys, I wish I could go there. I mean, I went to Petey's yesterday, and I want to show my support there. And I'm going to support a couple other races. Anytime I can go somewhere, I'm going to try. We know August 2nd, we got a lot of stuff going on. Mac with the 3M truck, he's running the Troublemaker. And they're locked in on 1,005. We got Scoot running Kenny Deason on August 2nd. HD running Miller. That's going to be a thriller right there. Now, that's going to be a good one. The old Jacks are back. And it's going to be something to be watching on that August 2nd. And we're going to go, it's called After Dark on August 2nd. And we're running all the way till 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's going to be a good one. It's definitely going to go. I've been talking to the Wright brothers, and I think him and Pizza Gangster going to work something out. Today we talked to, I talked to Django. He called me up, and he wants to do it with the Pink Warrior. Matter of fact, Pops goes out to Pink Warrior. He beat Bad Storm. I'm quite sure Bad Storm going to get on here tonight because they did talk a lot of junk, and I think now they got to eat it because you know they're going to get on. Take Joe, get on this hit mic. You know what's going to happen.
Now, Mr. Long Island Joe, can I ask you a question? Hello, Long Island Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, Long Island Joe probably dropped off for a little while. As you heard, he's on his way back from the hospital. So if you can hold tight, let him come back on the line, let him pick up, or either call back in, and we'll go from there and see what's what. I do want to know, anybody that was at these races this particular weekend, can you come on, press the one button, throw your hand up, let me know you're live, and share what you're seeing at the races this weekend. My man Phil, I see that he stopped the mud hole. He got him another victim, which I knew all of that, but I want to know the details behind it. I want to know how the race went down. Joe said that James Brodus had set it up. I want to know, you know, I just want to know the details. What was the question about? What was the purpose? Did it just something they liked, you know, or what? And once again, you guys can see that our video on Facebook. They do have a video up on Facebook. You can go under the DMV Facebook page and see exactly what's going on. So once again, somebody throw your hand up, throw the one button up. I'm posting in. I'm standing in for Long Island Joe, trying to help him with his show. Somebody hit the one button and let me know exactly what happened this weekend. I'm interested in what happened at the ATCO race up in New Jersey. Eric Payup, if you were there, go ahead and press the one button. Let me know what's going down. All right, hold on for just a second. We have, tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to put you guys on hold again, but I got to go ahead and connect Long Island Joe back in. So give me just a second, and we're going to go from there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? We got the man himself, super promoter, Petey Smallblock on the line. It was his event in ATCO, so let me turn the floor over to Petey. Petey, go ahead and do your thing.
What's going on, everybody? I just want to thank everybody for coming out yesterday and showing support. We had a great showing yesterday. Everything went good. A lot of races went off. We had a bad storm come all the way from Georgia up. Money Mo from Buffalo come down. A lot of big action. Jim Rome went up against Germ. Jim Rome slept and got hustled. Whatever, that's part of the game. Germ turned on the W with Youngstown driving. Then Pink Warrior went up against Bad Storm. Bad Storm was supposed to race Mistress. Mistress broke. Pink the DP, so Pink Warrior took his spot with a Nitrous Big Block against Bad Storm's Nitrous Small Block. Heads up. Pink Warrior squeaked him out. Then you had JoJo with his new car, and then a Nitrous Small Block against Exit 11's blower car. Heads up, stock blocks piece. JoJo turned the W on with that one. And Pink Warrior went back out there, big block against Money Mo from Buffalo with his Nitrous Small Block. Money Mo got the back tire to the quarter, and Money Mo turned on the W. Next up was Kevin with the .NET Nova versus New Breed. There were Nitrous Small Blocks apiece to the eighth, and Kevin turned on the win light with that one. And then there was Phil Gray in his S10. This was a last-minute race. The track was already closed. They let us go out and get it on against Carlton Who's Next Thompson from the DMV. I'm not exactly sure how it went down. I think it was heads up. And Phil Gray was on the brakes going through the finish line on him. It was pretty ugly. And then there was a couple of DPs paid. Jim Rome got a DP from Dre. Newbreed collected a DP from Hick Racing. JoJo got one from Carlton, Who's Next. Kevin Hunt got one from Racing Jason. And there was one with Miller and John and Bull, but I'm not sure who paid the DP on that one. Then there was, of course, the class races. The stock block class, which JoJo ended up winning. That class was sponsored by New York Flavor by Langhorn. And then there was the all-motor class. Johnny Mustang, his street car, ended up winning that one when Bobby Rocks messed up at the line and had some problems. And that one was brought to you by Schuster Plumbing, McCullum Roofing, Brothers Auto, Pink Lady Bakery, and GrudgeWarePower.net. Then I want to thank everybody also for being involved in the 50-50 yesterday. We did a 50-50 raffle. All the proceeds were donated to Boss Hogg, his family. You know, may he rest in peace. He ended up raising $725. And the winner of the 50-50 was Phil Gray. And I want to say, you know, I never seen anybody ride a bike so fast. Phil Gray came up. He had a big smile on his face. He didn't even have to say nothing. And we knew he won. We knew he had the ticket just by the look on his face. So good for him and congrats to him. And it was also real good to have John Four in the house. We had John Four in the house yesterday doing all the pitches, so I'm sure everybody can't wait to see how those come out because we all know he's a master at what he does. And that's really about it. But, again, I want to thank everybody for coming out because we really had a great show yesterday.
Oh, right. Hey, can I ask you a question, Petey?
Yeah.
A lot of the racers that you named, I'm not familiar with. I'm only familiar with a few of them. Is there any video out there anywhere on the Internet where I can go check it out and see what's going on? Anybody, have you seen anything? Tell us where we can go see the videos.
Yeah, right now I know there's a lot of videos on Facebook and stuff. I know Lock It Up TV was there filming, and Nice Ones was there filming, so I'm sure they'll be putting videos out in the next couple of days online. So, yeah, you can probably just check all the Grudge pages on Facebook and stuff like that, and Yellow Bolt's ACO section. I'll post them up on there as soon as, you know, as soon as I get word that they're out and about on YouTube and stuff. Or, of course, you can check Nice One's YouTube page or Lock It Up TV's YouTube page also.
Okay, you said Lock It Up TV?
Yeah.
Okay, and how do you spell that? Is it LOCKITUPTV YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And now, Petey, I know that you race also, and you're supposed to be a bad, bad man up there. You know, the last time I was at ACO was in October 2013, and you got the Mustang, and you were supposed to have got it on. I'm curious, what did you get? What did you do out there that day? Did anybody bite and look at you as food?
The last race we had out there, we lost 20,000. So, yeah, we got our heads kicked in.
Hold on, Pete, hold on. Hold on, you said what? And you're laughing about that shit? Oh, my God, yo, you's a bad, bad man. And he giggled. Did you hear the man giggle? Hey,
that's all you could do, right? What are you going to do? You can't get mad. You just got to go back out there, right? But we win some, we lose some, right? But you ain't going to lose if you ain't racing, right?
Hey, I tell you what, you know what I'm saying? You're right. You know, you can't do nothing else, but I'll be giggling about that shit. Hell, I'll be hurt. I'll be sour as a motherfucker trying to hide it. So, oh, man, I'd be sour. But I tell you what, tell us about your race, Petey. Give me a blow-by-blow about what happened for your race.
The one with Jimbo we're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, it was nitrous small blocks each. We went out there, blew the tires off on the line, and it was all over. That was it, you know? I mean, there's really nothing more to say. You know, I can't make excuses. He won. That's it. He turned the wind light on, and you know, that's it. He won. It was his day to win.
Now, you've been messing with these guys. It's like a back-and-forth battle between you and Jimbo, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, we ran them. The first time we ran them was in Fayetteville at one of Endicott's races and Joe's races down there, and we won that one. And then they came to ACO for a rematch, and they got this one. So now we're 1-1 right now, you know?
So the battle
continues. There'll be a tiebreaker. Yeah, there'll be a tiebreaker coming soon.
Okay, all right. Do you know how soon? Can you give the people a heads up as to when your next race might be?
Well, Jimbo's still building his new car, and Mini-Me actually sold the car. That was the owner of the orange car that I was driving. So he sold it, but it's still in our camp, but the new owner is going to be driving it from now on, obviously, you know. So I'm not going to be driving that car no more. But we have other cars coming out, you know, so as soon as we have more cars out and Jimbo has his car done, then, you know, we'll talk and we'll go from there as soon as we both got cars that are ready for action, you know?
Okay. Oh, but I tell you,
right now, my car that I have right now, I class race, so it's really hard to go out there and grudge race with a time on it.
Okay, well, right. Nobody wants to race a class car that's showing time in a grudge world, but, you know, but I tell you what, Petey, what other, now what happened out there? Now, who was Lil' Joe racing? I mean, Phil Gray racing. Who exactly was that, the Malibu?
He was racing somebody from the DMV, goes by the name Carlton, Who's Next.
Okay.
It was a, you know, just looked like a street car. It looked like two street cars really going at it. Nothing, you know, looked like a good matchup. But, you know, they had the faster car and hit the brake lights going through the quarter miles. He was dragging them, you know.
Well, you know what? I heard that Joe was a little nervous. I mean, that Phil was a little nervous before the race. You know, he thought it would have been a little tough one. Were you there when they locked that race up? Like, how did that grudge race jump off?
I know another race was supposed to happen, and then Carlton didn't want to give a spot with the other car, so they were just trying to get something off because there was really nobody even left at the track. They were just trying. Joe was just trying to make something happen because obviously they were there to race, so he wanted to get something off. And this is just what came up last minute. I'm going to say within like 5 minutes, the whole thing got set up and they were on the line. You know,
well,
that's what happens when people really want to race, you know?
Well, hey, you're right. Somebody got to lose. So, hey, they'll make something happen. If you really want to race, the races will make something happen. But, Petey, tell me, in your opinion, why is New York or the Tri-State area so successful in kicking the DMV's teeth down their throat?
I guess we
now,
just
don't
got
be modest. Don't
shit.
Be shy. Don't be shy. The
we just got fast the shit. Because that's it.
Well, hold on. Hey, Petey, listen. Money is green. All money is green. Them guys down in, in the DMV region, they got money. They got good jobs. They can buy the same pieces.
You can, I ain't saying it has nothing to do with money. You could have as much money as you want. I know guys with tons of money who got good shit, and they can't go as fast with guys with junk shit. It's combinations that win races. It ain't money.
Oh, so what you're saying is that the guys from DMV don't know what to do with their shit. They're a little slow.
That money don't win races. I ain't saying nobody's got more money than anybody. I'm just saying combinations of what win races.
Well, see, I'm agreeing with you. If it's not the money, you know, if they're able, you know, I know those guys that got money. That was my point. I know the guys in the DMV. I know they got money. Period. That's not a problem. But
absolutely.
What I'm just trying to get down to it as to what your opinion is. Are you saying they don't know what to do with the pieces that they have? Do they need to come see you in your shop and get better, get better assistance, get better tuning, get better everything overall?
Yeah, maybe they can give my tuner, Jeremy at Extreme Racing Engines, a call, you know?
That's what they need to do, the DMV area.
Yeah.
Well, I agree, because for some reason they can't seem to catch any wins over New York too tough. Salute, to the New York area, to the whole Tri-State area, New York, New Jersey. You guys are going down there doing what y'all want to do down in the DMV area. They're unsuccessful about going into battle against you guys. And, I don't know. I'm just waiting to see the tide turn to see how New York,
It's nice to have a thing start up with between local states, you know, because it's nice to have, like, us versus the DMV because we're close, so we can battle it out. We can go to a race and get these races on rather than have to wait months to race each other, you know what I'm saying? So it's nice to have a little war start between the two now, you know?
Well, you know, Peter, you did a mean two-step because I was trying to get you to go ahead and light the fuse, but, boy, you danced around that motherfucking powder keg real good.
Wow.
I was trying to get you to say some shit, but I see you're a master at your craft. So with that being said, hats off to small black Petey. He wasn't going. I was pushing, but he wasn't going. So Petey, what else happened up there? Like I said, now we got Long Island Joe. We got the Joe camp, the Gray camp. I'm sorry, we got a little blow about your race. And what else? You went down a list of races that happened. If anybody else blow the tires, can you give me a blow, a little shakedown race report of what happened?
I mean, to be honest with you, all the races really went down. They were all good races. There was no real blowouts. Everybody got down, pretty clean and during their money runs. And, I mean, except for I heard Jim Rome, he slept a little bit at the tree, he was supposed to give him Germ the back tire and the clear, and I heard he gave him the brake, the back tire and the clear by the time he left the tree, And basically everybody else, it was all good races. The only other one that was really a blowout was the final race between Phil and Carlton, Like I said, the brake lights were on. He was dragging them behind him.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I tell you what, Long Island Joe, he's one of the racers that I do know up there. I still got to get familiar with a lot of you guys. But, Petey, if you want to ask, if anybody wants to talk to Petey and see what's going on, ask him any questions about his next race and see how you can attend the race, go ahead and talk to him real quick. I'm going to see if I can get Phil Jr. on the line. Long Island Joe was son to one of us driving an S10, and we'll go from there and get his comments. And I tell you what, Petey, I looked at the video, and I'm happy to say that ATCO let the videographers go down the track a little bit. And, this is the lifeblood to get people at the tracks and stuff like that. I was thrilled to my toes to see the videographers going outside that 60-foot. I don't know whether you were responsible for that. I don't know who was responsible for that, but I like what I've seen. So with that being said, go ahead and talk to the people. If anybody has something they want to say to Small Block Petey, throw your hands up, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, I want everybody to hold on. Let's see if we can get Phil Gray on the line. So hold tight. Let's see what's shaking with Phil Gray. And, I'm surprised, Petey. I heard you had a real good race. You know what I mean? I don't know, I know I'm not from the DMV area. I know I'm not familiar with a lot of the races up there. But it seems like when Long Island Joe came on, the board lit up. Here you're on the phone. The people are hanging on, waiting to hear what's happening. Let's see if we can't get Phil Jr. to let us know what's shaking. Let's see what's going down to get a little bit more commentary from the people that were at the event.
All right.
Gunning, you on the line? Petey, you on the line?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Petey? It's Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Not much, man. It was a good race this week. I enjoyed myself. It was real good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming out and doing your thing and representing.
Yeah, it was definitely on the money, we got to say. Everybody had a good time. It was nice. You did the 50-50 raffle.
Yeah.
That was even better.
Yeah, I'm sure that was.
That made
the day. That's what I'm saying. When your son came up, he didn't even have to say he won. We knew he won. He didn't even have to show a ticket or nothing. By the look on his face, we knew he was the winner.
Oh, he was pedaling that bike like a champ. Oh, man.
I can't lie. I was flying to get there.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Phil Gray himself. Phil, let the people know you're on the line. Introduce yourself. Tell them hello and tell them about the good time you had at Petey Small Block event in Atco, New Jersey.
Well, it was a good event. I had a good time. Won a raffle and got a race off.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Phil. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. And congratulations on both wins.
Thank you.
Hey, Phil, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I understand. I had a conversation a little bit earlier, and they said you were a little bit nervous today. I mean, no, race day you were a little nervous, and, you know, you thought it was a little bit tougher than what it was, and, you know, when that tree dropped, all, you know, BS stopped, and you went out there and did the thing. But what made you decide to give them the choice of having any lane they wanted, and you were a little nervous, you know, and thought you had your work cut out for you?
No, I just figured I'm going out there anyway, so let's just do it.
Phil, did you fall off?
Yeah.
Phil, are you here?
Yeah.
Did you hear me, Phil?
No, I didn't hear you.
I said, well, Phil, I just got, you know, what I understand that you gave your opponent any, you know, that you gave him lane choice. What was it that made you give him lane choice? What did you see out there that let you feel confident to give him lane choice?
I just knew that my car was just going to work. I just had confidence in my own self. Just felt, hey, I'm doing it. I might as well do whatever he wants.
Well, I tell you, who set that race up or what? Now, I understand that JB set the race up. How did the race come about? There's no footage out there yet for me to see anything. I don't know anything about what happened, and I'm trying to get a better feel for it. What happened? Who set the race up? Why was it set up? And
as far as I know, Carlton's father approached my dad, looking to run, you know, saying we go right on to him, and we just ready to run.
Okay. All right. And do you mind discussing about what that race was for? Is that something that we can discuss over the radio?
I don't know about that one.
Hey, well, Phil, can I borrow some money, bro? Can I borrow? Hey, Phil, you ain't say nothing. You got quiet.
Yeah, you can borrow some cookies.
I can borrow some cookies?
Yeah, you can borrow some
cookies. See, why you talking to? Hey, I don't like peanut butter cookies, bro. Like, you're talking that trash, bro. You know, y'all still got to deal with skin. So you got to watch your mouth off on me cookies because I get that man a lot.
Now, I'm surely waiting.
Yeah. You'll be waiting. I'll tell you what, you know, you guys did make me into a believer out of all y'all. You know what I mean? But I say, you know, when it goes down between you and skin, I got to roll with skin on that one, bro. Chi-town down. And that's that. So, Mr. Long Island Joe, where you at?
Yeah, I'm still I hear you trying to pull myself for some information.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro, listen, I'm just asking the questions that everybody want to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see how I feel.
I'm just asking the questions that everybody want to know. You can't shoot the messenger. You know what I mean? It's like everybody's on the phone, but don't nobody want to say nothing tonight. Like, what's going on? Any other time anybody's been talking on your show, not one hand has been raised other than yourself, and that's it. I mean, you know what's going on. Was it, is somebody scared, or does the DMV feel some type of way that they got the teeth kicked down their throat again? I don't know what the problem is tonight, Joey. Come on and tell me something.
No, I think they're a little bit worried on Petey. Think if Petey might draw somebody.
Nah. Wait for Petey. Nah. Listen.
Petey, you got anybody you want to draw?
Petey.
Go ahead, draw it. Call it out.
Nah.
Well, what you guys got the race? That's what you got to tell them. What do you have that's looking around?
I think it was you guys, the way you guys were drawing on everybody yesterday. And, you know, like I was saying before, you guys dragged that Malibu through, fixed the brake lights and everything on them.
I think that was a shortage. Short in the wire. That's all. It's a short. But,
that was the icing on the cake for that race right there.
Yeah.
As soon as we saw everybody saw the brake lights come on, we were
laughing. Walked to me in the lanes. I kid you not. They walked to me in the lanes, and they said straight out. And he said, "My son against your son." And I was like, and then JB was running around, and you know, they all were talking. We just want to race. We want to do the. And I was like, oh, man. They said, well, what's wrong with you? And I said, he's on the trailer, you know, but he'll take it off. He'll run.
Yep.
So that was it.
Exactly.
I mean, it was like after the race, I mean, golly, I thought somebody had died over there.
Nah, it was not that. It wasn't you.
Sure, it was bad. If you had that Phil, you think I'm lying.
So I'm saying, like, explain to me, like, what it was like when somebody died at the racetrack. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was the atmosphere like? You know, like, sad.
Man, they was all chip earlier, and then they had their head down. I seen JB shaking his head like a mad dog.
Nah. Hold on, you said what the hell is wrong with him, man? Stop playing.
I ain't lying. That's a god on his tube. You think I'm lying? Ask Phil if you think I'm lying.
Yeah, I got to tell you lying. Unless I see it on video, I got to tell you lying, man. JB ain't had nothing.
Nice one, got a couple of tapes out there. Let him look at you. He'll show the tape. He looking down on the ground
thing.
Like he lost something.
He probably did lose something. Probably lost a little, he ain't really losing. He just got transferred from one pocket to the next. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I tell you what, my hat is off to, what's his name, Pink Warrior. He was looking good yesterday.
Yeah, he was staying busy representing.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, he lost to Moab, but I tell you the honestly truth, I thought he had passed him.
Yeah,
I
really, looked good.
Yeah, I thought he had passed Mo on that last one, but Mo turned the wind light on, I got to say.
Yeah, it was a good race. Yeah, but Pink Warrior and his team was definitely out there trying to represent. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who's the Nova? Who's the nice Nova? I like that Nova, the 70 Nova with the fiberglass nose and doors.
That's Kevin. That's the .NET Nova. That's the stock block car.
Okay, yeah, I like that car, man. That thing ran good.
Yeah, that runs good for what it is, you know?
Yeah, that's a good running car, man. I was like, wow, I was impressed with that. Definitely impressed with that. That was a nice car. It was working good. Shock was good. Everything was great.
Yeah.
Now we
got
to get the Chicago boys come back. You know how it go.
Exactly.
Hopefully they come back.
Yeah. But we got to get the tiebreaker, so we get the Detroit guys in the house one more time, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gunnan can do something. Like, I guess he can get somebody out there. He can get those guys.
I'll tell you what, all I can do is put the phone calls in, but we know how this racing stuff goes. You know, a lot of things happen at the end, but anybody that you're looking to get in touch with out in the Midwest, that's something easy to do. And you just pick your poison, and I'll put you directly in touch with them.
I'll tell you what, I think a good race would be, we got a Cadillac that was up here would have been good for Lil Tony.
Well,
Cadillac,
Lil Tony will be out there August 2nd for the
with the Cadillac?
On the ground. I don't know with the Cadillac. You know, Tony got to ask the cars. You know what I mean? So I spoke to Lil Tony earlier today, and I do know that he said that he was trying to make something happen in May when you guys had the race in May. He said he will be there August 2nd, and I think he may be bringing a small troop of cars with him August 2nd.
I think Boss is coming too.
As a matter of fact, Voss is working on his Malibu. He's getting the bugs worked out, and he's hard at work. I know Voss has every intention on supporting Long Island Joe and Larry T's events. And I'm going to tell you the truth. It's not even just them. It's like the Midwest as a whole, because you guys run the quarter like what they run. You know what I mean? And you guys are more into running, you know, just getting down and running. Whether you guys got really bars on the cars or not, you guys have the same exact racing schedule and racing program that a lot of the guys out in Chicago have. You know, a lot of the guys out there don't really care for the eighth, so they're excited to come to the Northeast and get down with you guys.
Now, Voss has got that Malibu, the stock suspension G-body, 23, one plate, and he's looking to run, right, stock suspension?
Yep.
That's the one he's going to bring?
Okay. I don't, I don't know what cards he's gonna bring, Joe. I try not to get into all of that speaking for different races. You know what I mean? If you like, I can try to reach out to Voss and see what's going on, but August is still a good distance away. And you know, just give me the word once I get some of the guys on the line from out of Chicago.
Okay, yeah, because we definitely, I know we got 23s on juice, so there ain't no problem running those.
Okay. I'll tell you what, in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and open up one more mic. I'm going to reach out and get some of the guys on the line from Chicago. We'll start with the boss. So 443-8780, your mic is open. State your name, please. 443-8780, your mic is open. Go ahead and state your name, please. All right, Joe, I don't know who that could be, but the choir, so I'm going to leave that mic open. Joe, pick up your show and talk
Hello.
To the people while I go ahead and reach out.
There you go.
Hello.
He's on now. Your mic's open. Yeah, I guess it seems like you're having problems over there, Gunning. I don't know what's wrong with your board, but he definitely had called in. But, yo, Peter, you got any other races coming up soon? Anything else you got coming up?
The next race is in October. I'm not sure of the exact date. The date is set, but I just don't have it.
Okay.
I do know it's the day after the Super Saturday Outlaws at Akko. So whatever
day
that is in October. It's usually like the second or third week. Yeah, it's going to be on a Sunday again, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can let me know because you can put it out there. I know those guys, they ain't going to answer, but they definitely listening. So I know they want to know what's going on. So, and what were the classes that you had? I know that I messed up on a couple of classes here. I know you had a stock block class.
Yeah, we had a stock block class and an all-motor class.
Okay, who won the stock block class?
JoJo won the stock block class.
Okay.
Which in the past 2 years, we run it up every year, you know? So,
okay.
It's good to see him out there, you know, win it. After what he went through with wrecking his other car a month ago and then building his car in a month and then getting out there just for this race, you know.
Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah.
And who won the motor class?
The motor class was Johnny Mustang. I don't know if you saw the final on that one with the other kid, Bobby Rocks. You know,
Bobby.
Basically what happened was he told the kid who was driving, Super Eric, it's his dad. Johnny Mustang, and he told Super Eric if he puts his dad in the car for the final, he'll let him brake. So they put the dad in the car, and he let him brake, and Bobby had problems, and it was the upset of the day.
Nice.
A little
that
street
is
car,
like,
you know, that wasn't even going to enter the class, and ended up winning it, you know?
That's perfect. Something. You can't have something better than that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I know earlier today the track was a little slippery because I guess the heat.
Yeah.
And after that,
thank God, you know, the overcast
came
and
good.
It got good, you know.
Yeah, the track really came around good.
Yeah.
You felt it. That's one thing I got to say about that. But you got anybody that you in particular you want looking to run, or you got that something that you got to run that you want to run with somebody, or want to
like
put
I
it
said,
out there?
I was just telling, like I told Gunner before, we're just trying to finish up all the cars right now. I mean, the only car that's really we have right now is my car, but it's more, I mean, class car. But, I mean, if anybody sits nitro small block stock suspension, I'll run it with a cast intake one carburetor, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I think there are a couple cars out there that they were talking last week like they were gangster ready to roll.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm not nowhere near a keyboard, so I can't see the people who Gunning got on there. If I knew, I would see it, and I would be able to know something. But otherwise, I got to say, the way it's been going, man, you know, some of these guys will get scared and don't want to run. But I tell you what, if you ever get a chance and you go over there, you got to try Indiana out one time.
Indiana? All right, yeah. We're going to go down this week, and we're going to Mike Hill's race in South Carolina. We're going to try that. So
okay. Yeah, because there was no BS down there. That's what I like about them.
Oh, yeah, down there. We went there last month just to check it out, and we loved it so much, and everybody was so cool down there. Everybody wants to race, so this time we're going back with a car, and he's having a nice small block shootout. We're going to enter that and see what other – if we could drum up any grudge action with any, you know, nice small block cars, we'll entertain them.
Well, I know the big warrior is supposed to run Well, they're trying to lock in. I think it might be the second. Django. Remember the
uh-huh.
that guy with the rooster that offered you.
Yeah. The back tire for life.
Yeah. They got. They got their. They got a car called Django. They Django. They put the run the Pink Warrior with this guy Derek. He drives for the Pink Warrior. Now the rooster got back in the game, and he has built a 28-inch tire. And he said he's supposed to be coming out real, real soon. He claims like he's going to be the thing to beat on 28.
Who's this, the rooster?
So it's going to be real interesting.
Well, I know that him and Pink Warrior were locked in, I think, to run at MIR maybe like a month ago. And
yeah, he paid
I guess
deposit.
Maybe his call wasn't finished yet, so he paid the DP on it, you know?
No, you know what happened?
We ain't scared.
What happened was he came down, he was on his way up here, the tow truck broke down. The rooster had to sleep in the tow truck because there was nobody around. He slept
Ooh.
The whole night in the truck.
Oh,
then
man.
He tried to fix the truck, tried to fix the car in the morning, and then he was going to try to make it there, which he called me, and he said, well, do I still got time? I said, yeah, you still got time, because at the time, the unfortunate thing happened was Vermont, so...
Yeah.
That happened, and he called me up again. He says, yo, we're going to come down there. We're going to try to do it right off the trailer. And I think La Russa was half tired, half dead. He was going to ride another 4 more hours. And I guess they got kind of nervous, and they said, let it go. Give him
yeah,
the 500.
Yeah.
So I gave him the deposit up. And that was, it was one of those things.
Yeah,
but they
right.
want to try it again. I got to say, man, Joe did his job. Joe did good. I gotta say, yesterday he was on the money, man. He put, I tell you what, they always talking about it. Badstone was like he's gonna move first. There was no doubt about it. I saw that was hands down. That's
yeah,
what you want to say, perfect. Everything went around smooth.
Yeah,
but I want to see. I'd like to see that race though. What's gonna happen
yeah.
with Joe? I'd definitely love to see that race.
Absolutely.
Django claims he's, ready for him, and they said they're going to do it again. They're looking to do it. And now I see a whole, I see you text me, it's a whole bunch of people listening, but they're scared to just hit the mic, I guess. Scared somebody's going to draw on them. I don't know what happened with Weeby race. I know Weeby was supposed to race Joe. Pink
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were supposed to do it, and I really don't know what happened with that one. So.
Yeah, I know JB was the DP man on that one, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
You don't know what happened either? Did anybody call you? Did anybody call him anything?
I don't know nothing about nothing I know. Like I said, you're going to have to ask JB. JB will have all the details on that one.
Well, if that's what the deposit man was there, he should be able to get his money if he did. They had a deposit up.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to pay the deposit, that's for sure,
yeah. Yeah, you got to pay that DP money.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. I would say, if they put a deposit up, hey, guess what? Somebody's got to pay it.
That's right.
Oh, I see somebody. I think we got Weeby on the phone now.
Oh I'm here, Weeby. Come on now, get some.
Let me see. Weeby, you on there. You're online.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I got these guys on the phone right now. I was wondering what happened to you.
You hiding in the bushes? I got a DUI. And what the hell is it? I forgot the name of the damn place. I got a DUI. Driving while in Tosca. I was doing 92 in the 55.
Damn.
Reckless driving on top of that. I was going to post it. The tickets and all that stuff on the internet, on Facebook, but I didn't, got my real name and social security number. But I'm going to pay Joe the punk out money. I either give it to JB when I see him this weekend, I'm going to go to Colonial Beach, or I get with Joe and Western Union, so something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I didn't like nothing like that.
Well, it ain't punk out money. It's just that it was an inconvenience. I've been trying to race him for so long, and now then when I was capable to do it, it's really my stupid, ignorant part anyway. Because we supposed to went to Outer Banks, they canceled the race, so we went partying and got drunk. And
oh, man.
Wow. And so I was all out of the norm, but, you know, we'll meet up sometime soon, you know what I mean? But, yes, I'm going to give him his, I think we locked in 300 on
okay.
15, but 300 on 1,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Get that money up.
Amazing. How many deposits there's now, Joe, that you done got? This year, Joe? I don't know if he can hear me. Hey, Joe? Hey, Weeby, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I mean, how many deposits Joe done won so far? Because he done hit a couple of deposits. He got one guy broke down with the car last time.
One he broke. Well, we kind of even now on the deposits.
Oh, okay.
So, but, you know, it ain't no bad blood or nothing. You know, I pay my way.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
How about that?
That's how it's supposed to be.
But when I see him, I'm gonna take it out on him now, so he's really going to get whipped.
Uh-oh.
I hear that.
But I commend him on his race against Bad Storm. You know, he calmed Josh down because he's like the talk of the century. I've never seen nobody talk like that, so he ought to,
oh, man,
calm, ought to be over and quiet.
You know, I wanted to get Austin on the phone so he can get Josh on. Because I went to call his other man, their phone is off service.
Oh, okay.
I kid you not. I tried to call him up because I was like, go ahead, get on there and get your punishment now.
Yeah, because I want to hear when they, I wish I could get him on the line because all the stuff he talks, man. I got baddest small block stock extension on 28th on the East Coast in the world. I look like Joe got it now.
That's right. They're paying for.
Who's your next victim, Joe? Who you got next coming up? Anybody?
I'm going to help him say it. Weeby, but I ain't going to be no victim.
Uh-oh. How soon?
I don't know. I know the next time we'll be close together be if he comes to MRR on August the 2nd. I think that's the after dark race.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make that one.
Okay. Now, Joe, did you get to talk to? You heard about Django want to do it again, right? Joe?
Hello?
Yeah, Joe, you know they Django end up wanting to do it with you again, right? Hello? I don't know what's wrong with these keyboards, but it's running down the way yet. Hello?
Hello?
Well, I can hear you. Can you hear
you
me?
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you good, Weeby. It must be Joe then. Hey, Joe.
I think we got a couple on the line.
Okay. You got Joe on there still? Joe, you on the line, right?
Joe, you on there?
Yeah, we're on here.
Okay.
Yeah, when's your, you talked to Django, right? So what's the deal with that? Anything, any progress? Any progress with that one? Yeah, I don't know.
This phone must be losing.
Weezy, you on there, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm on.
All right, well, I'm, yeah.
But you can hear me, right, Weezy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, cause you want to just tell him then? Did Django work out the deal yet?
Joe, Long Island said that you and Django work out something? Joey?
I don't think Joe's on there.
Well, he might not be on there then.
All right. Yeah, then. Well, him and Django are supposed to be working it out because Django called me. They couldn't wait to call me up today.
Django, is that the white GT Mustang?
Yep.
Yep, they want to run them. They want to run them bad.
Mm. Where are they trying to do it at?
MRI. They want to go. They want to go on the second also.
That's going to be a good race. I'm going to be on kill that day.
You going to be on kill?
Yeah, blow up those. If it blow up, I can put my other piece in it.
I talked to Dwayne. He said he should be ready, too.
Oh, yeah. He know that already. I need him to be ready, too. We got to get him right, too. That's my teammate. Can't leave him hanging. He's going to be right, too, on that day. I guarantee it. We're going to get some of Young Stang, too.
And he's going to be ready. He should be ready.
Oh, okay. We're going to get some of that. We're going to get that bread up.
Well, we got a lot of guys that said they're willing to do something, and I got a few guys coming up from here that said they want to take their cars out, they want to try something. That's a small block Mustang. Motor. I'm not sure, I didn't talk to him yet, but I know after next week or the week after, I think he wants to put the juice on the truck and he wants to start running Nike. So that's what he wants to do. So I said, okay. So we'll see what happens. I know little Tony's got a race out there in Michigan on the 26th of July.
Yeah, we was trying to work about going out there with some. Not with all our race cars, with some little, drive, like how his Cadillac sits.
Yeah, we were just talking about that today, and I think we might end up rolling ourselves.
Got a hole in it.
I think we might end up going to, so if you want, then, if you can just get up with me, and maybe we'll all meet up and go on out there. That out there, I got to say, you go out there, you're gonna love it. The hospitality is great. Guys, they treat you really good. I can tell you right now, most time my wife would tell me if she don't like somewhere. She said she loved it. It was great, so she don't mind going.
Y'all gotta travel. Y'all travel on a bus or in a vehicle?
Believe it or not, I told my car and my son towed his car.
Oh,
my oldest one towed their car together, and that was it. We drove one out there.
About 9 hours.
Huh?
I was a 9-hour drive for y'all.
Oh, no. We way over here, so by the time it was a 14, 15-hour drive. But we stopped everything, too. So. We make a trip out. When we go, we enjoy ourselves. They call the East Side Stranglers out there. They threw a party for us the night before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had it at the club. All the food you want, all the liquor. I ain't go though. I said I was tired. I went to sleep. My son went out there and got him a retro U-Haul truck, the 1999. That's what he was using to get around with. I said, oh God. But no, they treat you really good. If you ever get a chance to go over there, that is a good place to go. But it seems like everybody a little quiet. They seem like they're scared to get on that phone. I don't know what's going on, but I see anybody else got anything to say, they can get on there now, because I know we're definitely going to be doing it on down in Fayetteville. We're definitely going to be doing that Red Spring. August 2nd again, definitely Buds Creek is going to be a off-the-hook show.
Yeah, I have
a lot of big runs locked in. A lot of them. But hold on one second. I see somebody decided they want to talk. I got a number. All right. 248-1626. Your mic's open. 248-1625. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on, Kev?
Man, not too much. I'm over in Canada, man, so I might drop in there. I just thought I'd let you know I'm supporting the show.
Okay, how's everything? How's everything out there on the West Coast?
Oh, man, it's okay. Trying to get back over this border, man.
Okay. Well, we're have a safe drive, but we're going to try to be over there on the 26th. I'm just not talking with Weeby right now. We might all decide to jump up and go on over there.
Okay, well, let me interject. Kevin, you going to be up there on the 26th and give Joe his raise finally? I hear you. What you say? You breaking up? What?
Who is this?
I can't hear you. Turn the water talk off. You said you finally going to give. You said you finally going to give Joe his raise, Vega to Vega.
Who is this?
Don't worry about who this is. Are you finally going to give Joe his raise from Vega to Vega?
Ain't got it.
Stay out of grown folks' business. We
already took care of it.
You ain't got no business. You ain't got no business until you run Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
Boy, you ducking, you doing everything you can do not to run Long Island Joe.
No. Joe know what's going on. We getting straight out of that guy.
Hey, man, all I'm trying to do is find out about what's going on. Hey. You told me how bad you were with the Vega. I got you on video telling me about your Vega, and I just want to know. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no secret. All of a sudden, it wasn't no secret when you were telling me about how bad you were. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you talk about running the boards on the Northeast. Now he know what's going on, and I don't. That's cool. I understand.
Well,
we all know what's
That's a joke.
I tell you what, next time you get ready to get on one of them damn cameras talking about how bad that big is, you make sure you motherfucking keep between you and Joe at that same damn time, all right? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is my man Kevin right. Hey, I'm cutting up with my man Kevin right here. He does have a white Vega. Yeah, I am. You know, but there's always truth in there's always truth in jest. I'm waiting for you to run Long Island Joe.
Yeah, man, Joe, we're going to do it. I had a situation, and we got it all straightened out now, Joe.
Kevin, did you pay Joe his punk out money?
I never had chicken. We never locked nothing in.
You better not lock nothing up with Long Island Joe. He's going to jack off on you like he did them boys out in Chicago.
Joe, bad man. I'm racing a legend.
Nah, hey, you know
that boy?
Hey, shit, Joe, you well on your way. Joe, you know what? I've learned the most in grudge racing through kicking it with you and through watching you race. And that's that. Because, you know, every time something go down, I got to call Long Island Joe. Like, Joe, what happened, bro? Baby, it's me. Tell me. Hey, he want to play the cryptic message, catch the pebble from the grass off from the master fans, and all that shit. Take me 2 or 3 days to find out what I need to know, but eventually he'll let me know. But, Hey, Joe, you know me on the phone. Like, Joe, stop.
Nah, that ain't me.
Hey, Joe, don't even lie to these people on the phone.
Look, I'm opening up this other mic right quick, and you keep talking.
Not you.
202-7381, your mic's open.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Oh, man, I'm holding on. This is to a little piece. I just got on.
Okay. All right. You got anything good going on yet?
No, I got one zipped in old ski mask on Rob Friday night, that's all.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we're doing some robbing Friday.
You got the ski mask on?
Yeah, ski mask on, yeah. We robbing Friday night. We're going down Kelowna Beach with the Four Horsemen's race.
Okay. Well, you know Phil had a ski mask on the other night, right? Phil had his ski mask on last night.
Come on now.
You ain't here?
No, I ain't here none.
You better go on the DMV site and look. You better go on that DMV site and look.
Come on now.
He ran Carlton.
Did he? I ain't hear him. I ain't talking about it today.
I think they sad. Somebody had died.
Somebody died. Somebody got robbed, got shot off.
Got shot there.
And they got shot close range.
I think it might have been a sniper out there or something. I don't know.
Yeah. We're definitely, or Fayetteville, the 12th, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Well, ski mask will be looking. Nobody come, huh?
I ain't taking nothing away from him, man. The guy was good though, but I think They took him a little bit too lightly, Phil. That's what I think. They really took him a little too light.
Come on, man.
Yes, they did. They took him light. They ain't think nothing of him. I mean, I didn't say nothing. Look, I did not initiate that race from the get-go. I wouldn't even think about racing him. And I was getting ready to make a pass. And the guy on Trooper, I was getting ready to run Ben Laden's car, the Mustang. We're in the lane, so he said, yo, you're already going down. Why don't you run for a few dollars and gas money? Let's do it. All right, no problem. I'm getting ready to go to the water box. Carlton Father told me, he said, well, what you want to do? We'll take the break from this. I said, oh, shoot. I said, damn. So when I came back, I thought for sure. I said, well, I'm going to give him the break. I get back. He was arguing with somebody else. So I thought he was going to race that other guy. Next thing you know, I said, nothing going on. Waiting and waiting. They done, JB and everybody over there. Next thing you know, one thing lead to another. That race got called off, and he said, well, what's up with your son truck and my son? What's the son throw at it? I was like, yo, take your car off the trailer. Let's go.
Come on, now.
We pulled down in the lanes. This is no lie. That's how it went down. Phil was strapped in, ready to go, concentrating everything. Calling God, what are we going to do about this here lane choice? So I said, all right, let me make sure, see what Phil want, what lane he want, so I can tell him, you know, we'll flip for it or whatever. I go ask Phil what lane he want. Phil said, it don't matter. He can have any lane he want. Exactly what he told him. When he said that, I think that kind of messed the Calton head a little bit. And you look at him when he got in them beans, he kind of messed with him. And that was it. That's how when he left out of there, I seen Phil leave up first. So I said, I just waited until he go to second gear first. When he got in second, I said, yep, that's it. Race over now. They ain't going to go around. They're going to stay just like that now.
And that's what happened. Stay just like that.
Nah, they drag brakes on him. Phil drag brakes on him. Hey, he had a ski mask on.
He
had a ski mask on. I said, why you hitting brakes, man? You ain't had to hit brakes, did you? Don't do that. I said, damn. I know I ain't see JB. Listen, I ain't see JB. JB right now mad as hell.
Come on now. He ain't talking to you right now.
He ain't talking to me. He ain't going to pick the phone up. You call him right now for the show, you couldn't get him to get on. Yo, if you think I'm lying on DMV race site right now, you read down what Carlton wrote down. I think I better get a new negotiator or I'll stick to bragging.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did.
I kid you not. So, damn, he going to fire JB? JB and him was the one starting that joke. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what? My whole thing was, it was for funny games. I didn't care what it was. You know, I don't care how much we run for. It don't matter to me. I'm out having fun.
That's what a lot of guys need to feel the same way, man. I mean, everybody like to win, but, man, when you lose, you have the same attitude.
Yes. But, you know, I didn't call no price. They called the price out.
Right. And you – hey. So they told you what they had in their pocket. You went on and robbed them, huh?
Hey,
keep Phil out of the mouth.
Look, they said, I thought it was going to be like, save it. I thought they were going to go like $300, $400, $500. He said,
right.
They said $1,000. I said, huh? $1,000? Yeah, we run for $1,000. We run. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Oh, man, y'all made some sweet potato pies and everything, huh? Y'all had them cookies there?
He's cobbling on. We was dipping cookies in milk, soda, everything. Look, I had to take a half a day because I had a stomach ache because I ate too many cookies.
Uh-oh.
Boy, it was fun, all fun. I told him, go ahead, go shake their head like you're supposed to. That's what they do. Yeah, it's all about fun. They'll come back.
Yeah. That's what I've been here a lot of races, you know. As long as you can get along and accept it, I mean, it's fun, man. It's fun. When you can talk your shit and then answer it, and then the call of the wild, you get caught in that alley. That's all right.
Look, they had funny games. They had jokes on me. Carlos and Wickedbird and all of them, mate.
Oh.
They had on that little screen saying the boy holding the baby. The man was holding the baby. It was T.I.'s father. They said, don't joke. They don't look like Long Island Joe. They put it all down there. All right. Okay. Y'all had jokes. Now I got jokes on y'all.
Wait a minute. They had one of Big George, too.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Some guy with some waves all the way down to his forehead.
Oh, shoot. You heard that, George? Did you see it? I don't know how much they lost, but all together, but it is what it is. It's all jokes. It's all fun. Like they said, we just bet enough that we ain't got to be worrying about it. But Phil definitely had a ski mask on and his blue suit.
So you can't be hiding in dark colors with a blue suit now.
You know how the Cookie Monster blend in. You wait. You think I'm lying. On August 2nd, I'm going to have a Cookie Monster mascot out there walking around with a Cookie Monster suit on. So George better be ready. Oh, man. Nah. What you got going on, Austin?
Not much. Just hanging out at the shop.
Well, you can go get Josh on the phone, can't you?
Let me try.
Yeah, see if you can get him on. But they might be at a funeral today.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he was talking. Pink Boy was on here, too. He wanted to say something to him. Josh is definitely talking some shit. I ain't got to give him credit.
What happened with the mistress in the bad storm?
I don't know. I think he saw pink and he thought he can get that easier. But you know there was another car that called him out too, right?
Who?
Mo called out Bad Storm.
Hey, well, Bad Storm did a whole lot of talking last week.
Yeah, he was doing sign languages when he left.
I bet he was.
Doing a bunch of sign languages. I said, damn, boy, what the hell's up with that? They got tree jobs. I'm telling you, it was bad.
Yeah, he got his head cut clean off.
I looked, I said, what the hell happened there? So they left fast, too. You notice that?
Well, they said they had a different driver in the car or something.
Yeah.
Dude wasn't driving?
Nah.
Says some different dude was driving.
All I can tell you is this here, Austin. This is a God honest truth. They lost. 10 minutes later, I ain't seen them.
Oh, they were gone.
10 minutes later, they ain't wait around. I said, damn, boy. They came in the gate, lost, and went home.
Licked their wounds back home.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I thought for sure, man, they were at least going to hang around a little bit.
Sure.
You ain't got to leave that fast.
All that talking they did last week?
Austin going to get them on there, though. Right, Austin?
Yeah, I just sent them. I just texted them. Well, I sent them a message on Facebook, told them that y'all want them to get on.
Look, you tell them the people from up in New York. So they try to show them hospitality. They was just going to feed them before they left.
He
had
that
barbecue over there. He could at least got some barbecue. It was $4,000 when he left. So he could at least got a piece of chicken.
How close was the race on the other end?
Huh?
How close was it on the other end if he got treed?
I'd say, what,
four and a half?
Charlie Wilson was playing. Yeah, that answer your question?
What did it run to, the eighth or the quarter?
8 miles. If it had been the quarter, it would have been ugly.
They might come back for with something evil for the Pink Warrior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a pink stripe down that blue Mustang. Yeah, take that thing back home and paint it again.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it was bad though, Austin. You just saw it, you'd be like, "What the hell happened?" It didn't look good.
I seen the race, but I didn't see how it looked. Pretty, I didn't know it was a car and a half. It looked pretty tight.
Tight where?
The race I seen on Facebook.
Well, I'm gonna have to go see Rico. I'm gonna tell him he's gonna have to bring you down to the eyeglass place.
You gotta, I ain't gonna go to the eyeglass place. If I can't see nothing else, Joe, I can see that tree.
No, you know,
I don't need no eye doctor.
If you could see, look, Stevie Wonder could see through them cars when they were going through. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
shout out, that's true.
He put the gap band on him.
He did. He put it on him. Austin, it was. You might as well say he was better off. Honestly, at the 60-foot, he was better off shutting it off. He could have saved his ass for another day.
I see the video now. That damn bad storm's right beside the Pink Warrior.
You done lost your mind.
He was.
You done lost your mind.
I'm sitting here looking at the video now.
That's an angle from, I don't know where the angle where they were coming from. Look, he could have shut it off and saved his gas money. He could have saved the gas for another day. That's all. I'm going to be real with you. That's the God honest truth.
That is the truth.
That's the God honest truth. There was no need going back down the track. He was better off just shutting it off. Something was wrong. If Josh get on here, I'm going to tell him, too. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell him just how it is, for real.
Yeah.
Yo, I couldn't believe that, man. I looked around. I said, damn, Willie, I went to go down there and go see him and say, yo, y'all want some barbecue? I said, damn, they done haul ass. Then I found out $4,000 later. I said, oh, shit. Damn. They got to at least take a piece of chicken.
They did a whole lot of talking, Joe.
Yeah, they did. I ain't going to lie to you.
Man.
I was surprised how much shit Josh was talking. Josh was talking.
He was talking about terrorizing the men's wives and the women and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Damn.
Yo, I ain't lying, Austin. I don't know, man. Wasn't a good look. Right now, they're looking for doo-doo. You know that, right? You think I'm bullshitting you, right? You know that's true, right? Right or wrong?
What?
You don't think they're looking for doo-doo right now?
I
ain't talking about
not
doo-doo, but you know I'm talking about real doo-doo. They're probably looking for him right now.
Oh, now I'm talking about shit. In my honest opinion, I don't think doo-doo could have cut a better tree than what that man did.
What?
That man, he was 700 on the tree.
I said, damn, what was Joe, 500?
Joe was on the money, man. He chopped him down. That's no lie. Joe was on the money. He chopped him down.
He cut his head clean off.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I couldn't believe it. I was like shocked, man. I thought Jordan man going to give him. What kind of run? That was something I didn't believe. I thought, wow, that's bad. Somebody got their mic open with music in the back.
Somebody got in their call.
I think that's your mic, Weeby. I had to mute you for a minute. Yeah, he did.
So what
happened
with Weeby and the Pink Warrior?
I don't know. He got a DWI. I can't open his mic up because he got his radio on or something going loud. I just thought it was him. But shoot. Nah, he had got a DWI, I think. So that was the race there, so he couldn't make it for that one. He was
racing for another thing, a court date. That's what that is.
Damn.
Nah, you can go back there. Now you can go back and tell them. They were going around terrorizing people all over the place. God said, we taking over this thing this year. He came over here, and I said, oh, they just, I don't
know.
Tank Warrior stuck a pin in him, and the air came out.
Joe.
Huh?
I talked to him last night, the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
He confirmed that he is going to MIR.
Yeah?
With the small block Mustang and possibly the Nova.
And possibly the Nova?
Yeah, but it might be another Nova coming out too, his back half car.
Okay. No problem. Sounds good.
And that possibly, you know, Bruce Lee, the little red Mustang might come up too.
All right. Well, there'll be enough people around looking for runs that day. When I say a lot of cars, they're gonna be. You should be able to get them. If you say you want to run, if you really want to run, they're gonna be somebody out there that can run you. I don't care who it is. Now, who you like on Troublemaker and Mac?
Troublemaker.
Is who you like?
Yeah.
So you want me to get you a bet for that one, right?
I'll get it when I get up there.
How about Scoot and Kenny Beecher?
Scoot and Kenny Beecher?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know. I just see them make a shakedown. I don't really know which one's the fastest. But that don't even make it. That don't even make them a winner. I gotta see who's doing their job.
HD and John SQ.
I like HD.
Okay. Well, there's gonna be plenty of bets you can get all the way around. I see. All the ones you called, trust me, they're gonna have plenty of money going against you. So you'll be at that all day. All day. Trust me on that one. They're trying to lock another one in. You know, hey, we'll see if Django and Pink Warrior might do it. We'll see if they do. If not, then the Carolina Killers got their car back together. They'll be there.
What they got?
Their little Mustang on motor.
Running Bear going to be down there?
Running Bear, I'm not sure.
At the beach? At the beach this weekend?
I'm not sure. I want to look and see if Big George can tell me, because Big George would know more about it. More than likely, him and Running Bear run together sometime. But I know Hell Yeah said they come.
Yeah, Hell Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna be ready.
Yeah, WFO's gonna be down there. We'll be ready for them.
And now Austin, y'all gonna be ready for Fayetteville, right?
I can't really tell you right now. It would be pushing it.
Okay. Well, hopefully the little Vega ready, right?
That one we might try to have in MIR.
You ain't gonna bring it down to Fayetteville?
It depends if we decide to pull it out the damn back and finally stick the motor in it.
When's Fayetteville, Joe? The 26th?
No, the Fayetteville is going to be the 12th of
July. July 12th.
Mm-hmm. And then the 13th will be Red Springs the next day. And Red Springs is only like 20 minutes away from Fayetteville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's 1, 2, 3. We jump from one place right to the next. So two-day weekend that we're going to do out there. Should be a good one. Should be a real good one. You know, they got a shootout and all.
Okay.
So I'm quite sure it's going to be worthwhile on that one. A lot of guys come and talk about wanting to do something, especially off the reservation. I'm surprised, man, how they just pop up with cars out of there out of nowhere. Guys have cars and you never seen before and they come.
So is Donald coming?
Huh?
Is Donald coming?
I didn't talk to him yet, but I know he wanted that 68 Camaro.
It's going to be there.
It's going to be there?
Well, you know, that's where they're from, around that area.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to talk to Donald.
What's that, from Fayetteville?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think Donald might be there.
that Camaro, we probably can bump him on the head a little bit. We'll see. I mean, there's a few cars. That's going to be a favorable. I know Phil is going to probably get his run back over with.
Hell yeah, it's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, definitely going to be there. Hell yeah, Brooks, G-Money, he'll be out there, the Man of Steel, he coming.
Yep.
You know, and yeah, we definitely got some people coming. They all say they're ready to roll, they're ready to ride, and I mean, I'm having fun with them. I honestly tell you the truth, but I know we do got a thing going on, Grudge Fest up here, too, so I want somebody to show their support in this one, too. I'm going to definitely be taking nothing out from back in my hometown. I'd rather try to keep people up here and do their thing, too. But we will be down. I will have to. I'm right now dedicated to Fayetteville and Red Springs. I have to be there. So we will see. And we got a couple more new cars coming. And if it works out all right, I don't want to say nothing yet. I'll wait till after this Saturday, testing them out. And then we'll go from there because I think we had to call out a couple of your boys over there, Austin.
Who?
I ain't going to tell you nothing yet. You just wait. You hold on tight. Hold on tight. That's all I can say.
We still had that big block cast in take one carburetor on 28 sitting over here.
Still had a big block. Oh, the rail?
No. Mustang.
Oh, big block on motor?
No. Well, it can run on motor if it needs to.
But what kind of head is it? Is it a conventional or is it?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, so we got to charge you with the best. That's what we got to do, huh? How about any G-body stuff that's around?
Yeah, hold on. From Piedmont area, no. That way, you know, they got that street Monte Carlo, that blue one. It always tries to run. Like that 85 model, 86 model.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out real soon. Real, real soon. And Money Green was out there making passes yesterday, too. We're looking good. Looking real good. I guess he's just waiting for somebody to step to him. So, if you got anything, give a call. We definitely have something going on. You might have a warrant for your arrest, Austin, that day.
Why?
You know why, what you told Phil?
Huh?
You know what you told Phil, right?
What?
You might have a warrant for your arrest that day.
We're in Fayetteville?
Yep.
Hey, that bag don't come to Fayetteville and we bring it to MIR. You tell Cookie Monster, that damn little black snake trying to eat all of it.
Look, Cookie Monster don't just eat cookies. They eat meat, too. You said that the Vega? Y'all going to run over to Vega, right?
Yeah. I mean, hell, does he want the truck?
And y'all going to go to the cold quarter?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. You're going to go do it. Ain't no
coming on 26s.
I hear you. We coming the same way we always come. That's it. But they definitely, you'll definitely get that run.
I'm going to have to put a stop to this damn little win streak he got going on.
Y'all said he got a rabbit foot in the back of his pocket, everything.
Can't nobody beat him off the tree, and can't nobody catch him on the other end. I'm going to show him the opposite of all that.
Oh, shit. All right. Just make sure what you said now. Remember what you said. You're going to get it. You're going to definitely run you.
That ain't no problem.
You're going to definitely try to put you, you're going to put you out of your miseries.
Oh, no.
Nah. He just said, you know how it go. He going to definitely do something. Ain't no problem. I can't see him backing off right now. He been hot.
Well, Joe, if we bring the MIR, we would have run you too.
You better leave me alone now.
Long Island.
Hey.
What's up, man? Josh.
Not much. What's going on now? Oh, the bad storm. Whoa. No, we ain't got him on here tonight. Tell us what happened. We won't know what happened.
Shit, it was just a good race. You know what I'm saying? Just down. You know what I'm saying? Got treed. That was it. It was a good race, though. We'll try it again any day. He knows that.
You're going to try it? You said you try it again any day?
Any day. That ain't no problem. Any day. We'll run that race any day.
Uh-oh. Well, tell me something. Are y'all going to be there August 2nd?
Huh. Say what now?
Are y'all coming August 2nd?
No, August 2nd. I think we're going to be. We're going to be out. Man, I forgot where it's at. We got to go to a grilled jean race. So I forgot I forgot where it's at, but I have to look. But I already know we got somewhere to be that day, though. But shit,
okay,
Joe knows.
We'll
dance again. July 12th. Yeah. To be honest with you, I ain't even looked at the schedule since I've been back. But I want to say somewhere, man. We pretty booked up for about a good month.
Okay,
this weekend we're gonna be at Mike Hill,
July 12th.
Huh?
We're gonna be at Fayetteville at July 12th.
Yeah, I'll just check in with you.
Yeah, I was thinking about I think we might try to be down at that race. I think we're trying to get down there. I ain't mistaken, but I ain't sure yet. I can't make no promises. Yeah, we'll dance with him any day, which he knows that. I told him that last night. Any day of the week, he's ready to do it again. We'll do it again.
I'm clear. All right, thanks, Woody. I'm on my way. Did you put in the computer for Canada?
Oh, yeah, that was a good race, though. Petey had a good show up there, you know what I'm saying? We had a good time. Got to go to Atlantic City, you know, had a ball down there, shit. So, you know,
man,
overall, man, shit.
Everybody wanted to show you some hospitality because it had barbecues and everything. Y'all left right away.
Shit, man, hell, I didn't get home at 5 o'clock this morning, man. I had to be at work and everything, man. Shit, hell. Man, that traffic was hell getting out there, man. We got in two traffic jams on 95, and then we sat in them bitches about 2.5 hours, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we left. You see what time we left out there? Well, it don't take us number 7 hours to get up there, and I didn't get home this morning at 5 o'clock.
Now, you just figured it takes me just to get to where you was, right?
Yeah, but shit, we had a ball, though, man. Shit, we'll be back next year, though. I mean, shit, we got to come back. We had a hell of a time, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, we come up there to run the mistress, you know, shit down there. I think they burned a piston or something. So, hell, Joe, you know, he come over there and paid the punk out money. And he didn't even say nothing about racing. We come off on him with that race, you know, because we done run him before. And, you know, I done asked him that day, and he said, he really didn't know. But then he said, shit, y'all done rode up here, so, yeah, we might as well run. So, you know, we got a little race locked up. And we felt good about it. He felt good about it, and he was the better man that day. You know what I'm saying? It's just, hey, it goes like that sometimes. But you better believe, shit, hey, we here to fight again. It ain't no problem.
Yeah, they was ready to eat Josh up tonight.
They can't eat me, though. They can't eat me up, though. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about it. They can't eat me up because half the people that's trying to eat me, them bitches in the bushes. Them bitches in the bushes. They scared. They can't talk to me unless they race. They can't say nothing to me. They can't say nothing to me unless they sit beside that bitch.
Okay.
Until they sit beside us, they can talk their ass off.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, we
definitely,
I can't wait now.
Shit, we run a fucking big block. You know what I'm saying? We ain't worried about that son, bitch. They won't run us, so I know they won't run him. Hey, if I'm out here talking, tell them to listen to that. Put that in the motherfucking pipe and smoke it. And we'll be at Mike Hill race this weekend shaking them bitches down. So, hell, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. So,
if they want us,
check this out. They didn't want us too bad. Because I come up there, son of a bitch, and locked every motherfucking thing down up there besides that one car that was sitting over there in front, and he wouldn't run no 1/8 mile. That bitch want to run 1,000 feet. I don't run no fucking 1,000 feet. I run 1/8 mile. You know what I'm saying? So when nobody else raised Red Bull, he put his little shit in the trailer, shut his fucking door because he know what it was. Didn't nobody want to run. Hell, that was the only two races we had was Joe and them. Only two people up there running, so hell.
I knew the Red Bull wasn't going to run it.
I know they wasn't either. A lot of people talk a lot of shit till we come on the premises. And then when you show up, a lot of shit shuts up. You feel me?
Now,
you can talk a mean game when ain't nobody there, but when somebody shows up, they shut up. Then now a bitch up there come over at that trailer yesterday talking no shit, won't lock nothing in. Didn't say
now,
nothing about that.
Mo said he was trying to run, but he wanted to run to the 1,000-foot, you said?
Yeah, Mo wanted to run to a 1,000-foot. Ain't no fucking running no 1,000-foot, man. Shit, I ain't running no 1,000-foot. He kept hollering a quarter mile. Go over there and run Joe. Shit, he whooped Joe. That's what he set up to run. Ain't nobody fucking about to run no quarter mile, no 1,000-foot. And he had 29s on that bitch.
Okay, okay.
He put 28s on that motherfucker. Let's get it on. And we ain't running no 1,000-foot. When he come next time, I come up there to him, and he didn't want to run no 1/8 mile. He knows what I run. It ain't no problem. He tried to act like a bear after that race, but it ain't no problem. Like I said, if he wants some of Bad Storm, 28s on that bitch and load it up and come down here and get some, goddammit.
Okay.
That's all we got to do. I was at his place. Come get me. If he wants me, come get me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, get a shot for that. Get a prop.
All right, Joe, you wanted him on here. Now, better get started.
I got him on here. I'm listening to him because I'm there, sir.
Shit, it ain't nothing to look into. It ain't nothing nobody can say. They can sit on here and say, and they can type on the internet all they want to. Motherfucker, They ain't racing. They talking about racing. They talking about what somebody else is doing. And then I come up there and couldn't even get no race after that. So I had to run a big block. I don't care. I done beat that man. I done fucked that man up. Anyway, and this is the thing about it. If whatever, it was like I said, and I done told him this, good race, he won. He got paid. But let me tell you something. He know what it was when I went over there. He know what it was. Them bitches didn't want to see me. Them bitches were scared the whole motherfucking time. He knows it just like I know it. Because if he wasn't scared, they would have hit them goddamn pockets. I went over there and choked the goddamn choker with them. They didn't want to do nothing. That's right.
No,
and all the rest of these little bitches, sitting around on the phone, talking shit on the internet, lock me the fuck in. Don't worry. If you got one fucking stage, if you got five stages, I ain't complaining on what you got. As long as you small block, goddamn it, single carburetor, cast intake, motherfucker, let's dance. Don't tell me what I got. Don't tell me what I need. Don't tell me nothing. Sit beside this motherfucker. Let's get it on. Shit, I didn't tell Joe shit. I told him lock the fuck in, let's do it. I don't give a fuck about that big block. If I feel like I can win, I'm going to race.
I'm ready to go now. You know, Hell Yeah was sitting in that corner over there, too, on one stage.
Goddamn, that man, Hell Yeah, got a fucking 280Z on fucking 31s with fucking 60-inch Willie balls. I hope he can beat somebody.
No, I'm
he,
just
I hope
saying.
He can.
I get him two fucking options
right here. He's so goddamn bad. He got two fucking options. He can take them fucking Willie balls off and leave them big-ass tires on, or he can take them fucking big-ass tires off and put some fucking 29s on that bitch, and I'll spank his goddamn ass. And if he can't do that, I don't want to talk about racing him. He's trying to pick on somebody that's way out of his class. I'm not in his class, but I'll run over top of him if he said anything like me. He don't say nothing like me. He said anything like that bitch, I'll run over top of him.
Okay, okay. I'm a desert. He gonna be at Fayetteville too. He gonna be at Fayetteville. G Money gonna be.
Man, I'm gonna kill the horseman at Fayetteville though. I'm gonna go and kill him dead once and for all.
Yeah, I just seen they passed it. They put it on Facebook. I want the bad storm.
You want the bad? Okay.
I want the bad. They gonna flip the horseman all over again.
Yeah. All right, well,
he's going to
take the horseshoe off of and put it dead in their ass. But, yeah, man, hey, look, man, I'm finna go in over here and eat, man. I just damn my phone, but I ain't on charge, I seen. But, yeah, you know, hell, overall, man, I had a ball up there. I'm coming back next year. We're going to try to do something. But can't nobody say nothing about that like they ain't no fucking bear. I was at y'all's motherfucking place. I was up there. I sat around after we raced for probably an hour, sitting out there bullshitting. Did nobody come over there wanting to say nothing about locking nothing? Yeah, one person come over there, Mo come over there, want to lock in. Who runs 1,000-foot? Motherfucker, not me. So you can run 1/8 mile, or you can go find you somewhere else to run. That's the only person come over there wanting to run. All the rest of them bitches were sitting in the goddamn bushes. That's what they were doing. They were sitting in the bushes, goddamn, playing with each other's dicks.
Bam. Well, I know, what's his name was out there, Money Green, they had a little problem. They had a little electrical fire the last time, I think. But everybody else, I ain't going to lie to you, they was out there hitting it. couple of guys couldn't get down earlier, and then everybody started getting down towards the end of the night. Track was a little bit too hot the first time. But I thought the mistress was supposed to run y'all earlier.
Yeah, they but they you know what I'm saying, they burnt their pistons so they couldn't run. Hell, when we first got there, when they cranked the car up, I seen it smoking, but hell, I didn't think nothing about it. And then, shit, I guess, you know, they tried to play the game good. They let us go there and make the shakedown and shit, and I kept watching. They wasn't doing nothing, so I went over, you know, I went over there and asked them, I said, what you going to do? That's when they went over and broke the news to me. He said, well, you know, we can't do nothing. The car hurt, which I can respect that. Shit, that man, I can't, man, Joe and them's hand down guys, man. Hey, they nothing but good guys, man. I can't say nothing bad about them dudes. They're a race. They gamble. They like to gamble. And shit, they took care of us, man. I mean, shit, they, you know, point blank period, we had a race locked in with them. Shit, them boys give us gas money, man. Wasn't no problem, man. We didn't even ask for it. They come right over there and hand it to us. Said, here y'all go. And then, you know, I said something to him about, you know, giving him his race back from Fayetteville. And he said, shit, yeah, we're gambling. Let's do it. And, hell, we done it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the best man won that day. So we'll do it again any day.
Okay. All right. I like to hear that. That's the way to roll. I give you credit now. I ain't going to lie, though. Y'all left out there so damn fast. By the time I came back around, I thought, what the hell did he go? Damn it. This had started barbecuing, too. I thought for sure you were going to come in and get some eat. And you was going so fast. I was like, damn. I said, ain't this a bitch.
Yeah, we come on back to the house, man. Shit, we done been up there since Friday, so, shit, we had a ball, man. Like I said, yeah, we're going to come back and do it again.
All right, no problem. You had a good time. That's what counts. PD was here earlier, but I tell you, he was happy with you guys.
Oh, yeah, shit. Hey, I feel good. Hey, it's always another day, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing about it. Hey, it's one thing about it. At the end of the motherfucking day, if you're racing, you're going to win and you're going to lose. But if you're just sitting back talking, you ain't doing nothing but talking.
Hey, that's true. On
you
that.
Can't win them all.
No. No, but you got the majority of them. I got to give you credit on that one. But
that's right.
I ain't going to lie. Vest don't look like you just had a little bit too much for you this time. Now, who was your driver? That's what I want to know. Who was your driver this time?
We got a new driver, man. He just, we put him, you know, we throwed him in there and put him up under the wheel. You know, he ain't never drove the car but 5 times. So, yeah, three of them times was up there. So, you know, he done a good job. He just damn, you know, that's what the race was won on the tree. But like I said, we ready for another time.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for coming on and telling us the whole story on the scoop, because I sure didn't know it was like that 1,000 foot. All I heard
yeah,
was
they know. They
that
know.
Man called you out.
No, he didn't call me out. I called him out with that car and then went over there and goddamn it, told him to put up or shut up. They put up, but they didn't put what I wanted to up, which I'm glad they didn't now. But that's them. So can't nobody say nothing about motherfucking wanting to bet no money, wanting to run, nothing. All they
got to do is
hit my motherfucking line. All they got to do, any bitch on here after I get off the phone, if them bitches get mouthy or feel like they got them a bear, goddamn it, hit my line.
All right, you got it.
All right.
No problem. All right, thanks again, man. All
right, player.
All right, take it easy now. All right. I see what we got over here. Oh, we got in the cut on the line. Your mic
yeah, what's
in
up,
the
big
cut.
Man? Yeah, what's going on, big man? What you up to?
Nothing much. What you up to?
Yeah, man, I was doing that fast. And I just saw the text, so I had to hit it on up. You know how it is. I hate I couldn't make it up there this weekend. I had a lot of stuff going on around the house. So I couldn't make it, but it's about time somebody else from down south come up besides me. And he came up the race, so, you know, that's the good part about it. Win or lose, he came up there, and if it keeps working out like that, there are going to be more and more coming up there. You just got to have somebody for them to tackle when they get there. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that was good. It was good. It was good. I can't complain. Chocolate's good. Mm-hmm. Damn. I mean, I got to say, PD had a little 50-50 raffle.
Mm-hmm.
The raffle was good and everything. Especially when I came back home with us.
Of course. You make that money. It's like the Wright brothers at Piedmont. They went over there and won the race and won the TV, too.
Listen, they were jumping up and down. The next time he came back, I said, how much? He said, $725. I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
I said, damn.
You can't beat that.
No, couldn't say a word. I was thinking, man, that was all right. Everybody laughing about it. Then we go out there, little Phil Rand Carlton out there, the black, remember the black Malibu when they were going to run before? At Fayetteville?
Yeah, you talking about little black, who's next, boys? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. They called and told me about it. They called me and told me they were mad. They were on their way home fussing. They were fussing each other out on the way home. Like, Dad, I told you not to do that shit. No, I'm
kidding. He came to me and said it. I said, damn. He was going to take a break from me.
He didn't take
the break.
Wait, man, you know how it
is. If I wasn't doing that money, I started not to do that run with the other guy, the Mustang, and just give him the break. I was like, I'd rather give him the break than run this one.
But, yeah, that's it, man. They said they took their game. I'm telling you, you ain't got to never worry about them doing that no more. Look, he said he welded his damn solenoid on. He can't unhook nothing now.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna have
no juice
the motor no more.
Ain't gonna motor no more.
Yeah, we move on. Not until Phil got that solenoid on himself. It won't be long, though. We're going to try it out, see what happens with the solenoid. See what happens.
I know. Yeah. I got a little something going on in Kempston for the local crowd this weekend. And actually, them boys on Wayne, and they're going to be down there. I got them worked out with this boy, this little Camaro, little local guy, a little street car action, so it should be pretty good. You know, okay. That's about it.
All right. And Kingston on Saturday?
I'm going to be out. Yeah, Saturday, yeah. Little street killer shootout, stick shootout, you know, just to keep all the local folks happy. And then, you know, we got a lot of good local surrounding tracks, so hopefully everything turn out well. And I know y'all doing that thing at Fayetteville on the 13th. I may be able to get there. I'm not sure yet, but I'm trying to make it. And I'll definitely be in Maryland on the 2nd.
Okay. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on that day, boy. They're going to lock in races, and they still locking in.
Well, it's always like that. And after that, I got my little girl's wars on the 16th at Fayetteville. So, we're going to start talking about that soon.
The 16th of August. I got to give them credit. Everybody all of a sudden, they just jumping off out and just say, heck with it, let's do it. I mean, you know what? I mean, my hat was off to Carlton, you know. He had no problem with him. He wanted to run, they wanted to run. We went on out there and ran.
Well, that's what you do. I mean, if you sit in the light and y'all feel you got a chance, that's what you're supposed to do. You can't look for easy wins all the damn time. But that's what slow racing down.
I never even looked inside the back of the trunk. He said, I unhooked the mind, just took his word. Your word means something. So they was good on their word.
Of course.
Got to give them credit. I mean, I ain't going to say everybody got good on their word, but they was. That's what I can tell you.
Well, them some cool dudes. They have been around racing, so that's what they have. Yep. They trying to have fun doing it, so they ain't trying to cause no controversy. They just want to race, win or lose.
Yeah, no, I joke around with them and stuff, but you know, no, they definitely good guys. I might joke, but that don't mean nothing. We play around. They joke on me. I joke on them. I wanted some of Carlos and Wickedberry money, though.
Huh?
I wanted some of Carlos and Wickedberry money.
Oh, you know how that is. They trying to do their thing, too.
Yeah, the bird took off in flight.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was getting out of Dodge on that before the race started. Yeah, that's what happened there.
That's what birds do fly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, only bird that don't fly is a jailbird.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he do a whole lot of running around.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get away from folks. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, but nah, I think it's pretty good. Everybody, at least they doing something. That's what counts for me. You know, you see somebody, they sit back and they don't do nothing. One thing I got to say at the level, them jokers do. I mean, that was the way they wait around sometimes, but they was trying to get it in. And as the big boys, you know, there was just a couple things like. You got to just say, Miller's car corrected, got down nice and easy, came down, and John Eskew's car just wasn't getting down that day.
So whatever
it may be, I know he got to get it right for before HD, because I know that's a pretty hefty one there. That's a pretty nice one. The O-Jacks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they locked in pretty heavy.
When they going to do that?
August 2nd.
Uh-huh.
A nickel deposit and 15 and better.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with it.
And a nickel deposit got nothing to do with the 15.
Right.
You know, so, shoot, I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a nice old pot up there.
Man, well, long they racing for real. You know, ain't nobody putting on no damn show.
Nah. This
mm-hmm.
is definitely for real. This
mm-hmm.
is definitely for real. Just like Millen, I mean, nobody want to give up no five.
Of
know?
Course.
Not no 5G. That 5G ain't
right.
no way. Nobody want to give up that. See, they want to go out and rumble for you, get that up.
Exactly.
But this one, is, and that was going for some serious, yeah. I think it was up to like 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
But this daggone old Jackson, I got to say, I bet you're going to be up there. And AGD got plenty of tricks, so don't fool yourself. He's still around. He's still good.
As long as they get the race off, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, that's definite. And we're going to definitely
mm-hmm.
get that race off there because, we're gonna, like I said, anybody got a money run that day on August 2nd, just stop everything and pull you right around. Just make sure you're in seatbelts, ready to go. Priority right away for the grudge race.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. Walking right around, we're going to get you right in and out with no problem. So it should be really a good one, hopefully. Every the way it sounds like it's going to be real good. I think it's like five, George Williams and Kenny Beachman. That's going to be a pretty scoop. And Kenny Beachman, that's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Even Troublemaker and Mac, I think that's going to be a good one. Some people going with Troublemaker, some people going Mac. So that's what make the controversy and make it good.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, I guess if anybody else on the line here ain't got much, like 10 minutes to go, if they want to get ahead and say what they got to say, they can go ahead and get it up. I know Austin, I don't know, man. They got a lot of people out there gunning for you.
If you got to tell, he need to go. Is the truck ready?
I don't know.
I hope it is.
I don't know.
He need to get it ready and bring it on over to Kent. I told him to bring that rail over there.
He should.
Mm-hmm.
He should definitely bring it there. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
But who's this mic? I got open one more mic here.
Hey, Joe.
1625, your mic open.
Hey, Joe, it's Kev.
Hey, what's up, Kev?
You gonna feed me when you whoop me, man?
Huh?
Said you gonna feed me when you whoop me?
If you came up here, we make sure your belly's full before you leave.
Okay. All right. I was about to tell you what I want to eat, give you my menu.
For your last meal?
Yeah. Get my last
rice
meal.
Last meal, okay. Well, I'm coming up. I'm not sure yet, but I'm seeing what I'm going to do. It seems
okay.
Like I might make a little Tony's race. I'm going to
okay.
try to. I'm trying my best. If it is, then I'm going to run Puerto Rican Joe. And then I forgot his name with the Camaro.
Y'all gonna bring
both cars
or just the one?
Probably both, cause I'm supposed to run them, the Puerto Rican Joe with the green car, and run the Camaro with the green car.
Okay.
That's the deal there. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll definitely everything work out between the two. We'll get something going. Let's say that Sunday before the race, or it don't matter. We do it on your show. I call on your show that Monday night before. It should be like it was the 24 days back, the 21st or something.
Yeah, okay.
I'll call on your show and we'll work it out.
Yeah, and I got a couple other things.
Yeah, I just got to see I got to see where I'm at, too. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. And I think I got to go out there anyhow earlier, but that's my bad part. If I can go out there early and I got to fly back, go get the truck and drive back, that's going to be hard. That's
right.
The only thing. So, we'll see. I'm going to wait for it. Wait to say. But it should be a good one out there. I think I wish Tony had the Cadillac out here because I would love to see those two Cadillacs go at it yesterday.
Oh, you know he'll bring it out there to one of your, you know he'll bring it out there to one of your races. Drive it out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but I tell you, there's a Cadillac that runs just like him.
Okay.
Looking good. And he was actually making rounds after rounds on that car. He looked good. But hopefully we get more action going on, more. Like, we just keep going like this is good. So,
that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to see who else is on here. If anybody want to...
I'm going to go on mute.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything before we cut off? We got a couple more minutes. But definitely PD had a decent race, a real good one. Had a great time. Couldn't ask nothing better. But we also got everything going on. We got a lot of racing going on. August 2nd, we'll be at the Creek after dawn. July 12th, be at Fayetteville. July 13th, we'll be at Thunder Valley. Also on July 12th, will be the barbecue at Island Dragway. Come out and show the support to the guys. Team North will be in the house. They'll definitely be there. Bin Laden, G, they'll be out there doing their thing. They got a couple classes. I was hoping that he'd come in here and at least say some of the stuff he got going on. If not, next week I'll make sure I get him on so he can tell everybody what they're doing. I'm actually told him I would put $200 on one of his classes. Show my support, so I want to make sure it's all right. I want them jokers to have a real good one. I got one other mic. I'm assuming you open up this mic right now. What we got here? We got Dwayne here, right?
Yes,
Dwayne, your mic is open. What's going on, Dwayne?
Not much. How you doing? Just called to say how you doing. You know, see what's going on. Just was, you know, standing back, working, and listening to the show.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait for the dates to come up to get back out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Couldn't complain. Yesterday was pretty good. It was a little hot,
yeah,
but we good.
So y'all had a good time out there yesterday?
Yeah, it was definitely worth it.
Good.
Definitely
that's what it's all about. Good weather, though, too. The weather was right, you know, so.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a passing shower, but it went around us. That was good. When the cloud cover came down, it was nice.
Yes, yeah.
You need that little cool sensation to come over you.
Mm-hmm. When is the next race coming up, Joe?
I got one on July 12th and July 13th.
Oh, okay. That's Fayetteville and then one across?
That'll be Thunder Valley.
Okay.
On the 13th.
And then you have, when is the next one from this?
We'll be back at Budge Creek.
Oh, okay. That's what, August 2nd?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I have to do a couple things just where I want to be at, so situated,
mm-hmm.
and see what happens. I'm waiting for a lot of these here things go through the test, but if everything works out, I'll definitely be at, I think I'm going to be in Michigan.
Oh, okay. How's things working out so far, though? Tests are going
good? They just made the body cast today, so.
Okay.
The one cast, so now after that. I got to come back and get these little things probed in you. They stand you for life.
Okay. As long as everything, you know, working out well, that's definitely.
Yeah, it's going slowly moving, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'll just say my prayer every night and every day and morning, and I'm okay.
That's right.
So,
that's right. We all open our eyes up because, you know, none of us never know, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing is stay focused and stay positive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good, though. I'm glad y'all had a good time out, you know. And again, you know, congratulations to Phil, you know, with the truck, you know.
Yeah, he's stepping up there. I got to give him credit.
Yeah, he's doing it. You know what
stepping
I mean? He's doing it like we did when we were young. Don't have no fear, just keep moving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pushing on it, you know.
Yeah, I got to open up this one mic.
Go ahead, Joe.
I had like 3 minutes to go, but you can stay on the mic, and then if I let you do the closing remarks, or whoever wants to do the closing ones, they can do it, and they can say what they want to say. All right.
Who? Technology. It is now.
631, okay, 3581. mic's open.
What's going on, Jones? Drew here, Hurricane.
What's going on, Drew?
All right, all right. What's up, Dwayne? I hear you back there.
Hey, what's going on, Drew? How you feeling?
I'm chilling, man. Chilling, man.
Yeah, I didn't get to you. I know you're waiting for me, but I get to you. No.
I wasn't waiting. I just got back from picking up one of my old school jammies, man. Did a bond find. So I'm building me an all motor car. I'm coming after these all motor dudes.
All right. I hear you, Drew.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Joe, I'm shocked when you see that one.
Joe knows. we just got back. They're sitting out there on the trailer right now. She's ugly, but I don't give a fuck. Long as she's going to ride.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm going to have to swing by there. I'm out on Copec doing, so I might shoot by your way just to take a look at it.
Yeah, man, we at the shop. We at the shop, you know.
Okay.
It's in the TV.
I'm gonna have it ready for it's gonna be ready in 2014, man. We you know, there's a couple of cats around this way too, man. We gonna get this in the street and we gonna bring it to the track, man. And you know, hey, listen, y'all, those that are listening, it's ugly, it's sin. It looked like it belonged in the middle of the fucking weed somewhere, but she tight.
That's what it's all about.
She tight. I don't give a fuck. She tight.
Anybody you want to draw in with that?
At the track, I'm not sure just yet. But in the street,
okay.
That what's that boy name with that red Mustang out there? Tyler. Tyler.
Yeah,
Jeremy.
Yeah, Tyler. Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah, them boys.
Okay.
I'm coming, and then what's his name with the white Mustang? Mario.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to jump on my vet with these little light-ass Mustangs. Now I got a little car. Let's see how these lips going to be flapping.
Hey, Drew, yeah. You know Kenny and I'm out there tonight.
They out where?
Off on the avenue, Edison.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to get Kenny to call because he's going to get a kick that the old Jack is back.
Yeah. He called me early. He said they all going out there.
All right, I'm going to have to call him.
Yeah.
If you go out there, be safe, because you know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that right, Joe. You got
that
right.
You know?
Yeah. I got enough stitches across the back of my fucking head throughout the time.
Yeah. You don't need none of that. Hey, Drew, I won't be there this time for you.
Yeah, you know. Hey, listen, everybody. That man saved my life. I could have bled to death on the ground.
Yeah, I was right there, but you know, we were flying through traffic like you know, going to the hospital.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were making it, you know.
It wasn't for him. Y'all be playing flowers on my ass.
Yeah, I gave that street up a long time ago.
Yeah, me too. The last time I was in the street, 1988. That's the last sticker on the car.
Yeah, I can't remember when I did it.
That was it.
One time I was a wild man.
Oh yeah.
Terrible. I remember going to the track with $100 in my pocket.
Hey, that was a lot back then.
Huh?
That was a lot of money back then.
Well, I messed around wearing the class money that day and won $150 more. Shoot. I was going street racing.
Hmm.
Right from there, I told my wife, as soon as I come from the track, I'll come home and get something to eat. I'll never forget that. I was like 3 hours late.
Mm.
She said, where are you? I said, I'll be there in a few minutes. I was getting ready to run. Had just put the money up, and now I'm going to get ready to make sure to let the cars pass by and get ready to go up there and do the burnout. I said, be there a little bit. Oh, Lord. I kid you not. I turned that little lousy $150. She'll tell you. I came back with $800-some. I ended up turning around and I was flipping the money over. One guy told me, he said, man, I got more money in my paint job than you got in the whole car. I said, yeah, I know. I ain't supposed to be able to beat you. I never forget that guy. His father owned a Robo gas station. A Robo car wash.
Wow.
Man, when I beat him, he thought something was wrong with his car. He snatched the motor out and brought it right to Ronnie's eyes and told him to go check it out for him. I said, ain't this something? I said, he don't know that I'm going faster than what I am. That was about, you know.
That was about.
One person to the next one, and shoot. That was all it. At the time, I was renting a house the whole year. I should tell you, I was racing so much, I wouldn't even pay rent. They were paying the rent for me. They was paying my rent. And then every 2 weeks, we ran to Coney Island. That's what we used to do. Can't do that race no more like it used to be.
No.
You know, everybody on the starting line, everybody, you know, out in the middle of the roadway, you can't do that. Somebody's going to get hurt sooner or later. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. That's
why I left the street alone. Because I know I was a wild man, so you couldn't have told me. You could have woke me up 3 o'clock in the morning. What? You want to race? I'm going on, put my clothes on, and going out there. Right. Now I got older, got wiser, smarter. Hell, anywhere in the world I'm getting jammed up.
No, man, you got too much to lose now.
No. License, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anybody got
any closing remarks? Because the show was, we went over the board line, but anything got closing? I'll let anybody got anything to say, they can go ahead and say it.
I'm right there. You got the BMW in there.
Right there. Okay, so I ain't hear nobody closing anything out, so I'm going to tell everybody till next time. Good luck. Be safe.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys later. Take care.
For a while.
All right.
All righty.
All right now.